Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's the Tay and Jay Show. We're back. I swear we just left. Did we just leave?
21 hours ago.
Okay. Because right when I walked in, Linda was like, we're back for another day.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
It seems like I just left. But that's all right.
That's why we do this every
day. That's right. That means...
Because there's something that happens every day.
That's
there's
exactly right.
To talk to every day.
And we've got a busy day today. We're going to start it off with a lot of high school football. We're going to talk some Indianapolis Colts with former WCIA sports director Chris Widlick, who now works in Indianapolis. He's going to join us at 4:05. Right off the top here, we're going to be talking to Champaign St. Thomas More coach Dan Hennessy. And also, who else do we have today?
St. Joseph Ogden coach Dick Duvall, been there forever.
The legend.
Do you know how many straight playoffs they've made?
Oh, I would, I'm going to say 25.
20.
20, okay.
20 straight playoffs.
Wow.
He's been there 24 years, 21 playoff appearances. Also, we're going to talk to John Cipini, Illini football. A lot of football talk today. John Cipini from Gatehouse News Service. You probably read him in the Springfield State Journal Register. Also read him in the Peoria Journal Star. And if you live up in Rockford, you can read him in the Rockford Register Star.
Sweet. And John Cipini, fun guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I always enjoy, like I told you, it's kind of fun to get back in the media world a little bit. I don't have to live in it now, but I can get back in it a little. And to be able to see John and Mark Tupper, Lawrence Tate, I saw all those guys Saturday, and it's kind of fun. It brings back memories of when I used to do the television area. So it's always fun to talk to those guys. Those guys are a plethora of knowledge.
That's right.
The funny thing is, as you know, they're all funny, goofy guys.
Well, we have to be goofy.
You have to be.
To do this, you kind of have to be goofy. And what's great is none of these guys, I mean, obviously they all take their jobs seriously because all the fans want to read and report kind of on the news. But these guys are all pretty good at just being laid back. And there's not a lot of heat between that. It's not heated over this beats, even though they are all competing for the same story.
Totally agree. And I used to have the same feeling like with Chris Widlick, you know, who was at Channel 3 and Scott Musgrave, the old at Channel 15 and Scott Andreessen and those guys, Mike Clef. When we were at WAND, you know, we didn't feel like we were like in a St. Louis or a Chicago market where we're just at each other's throats trying to get the story. We all got along well. And I'll tell you, who's not goofy, that's football coaches, right? They're not goofy.
Most of them aren't.
Isn't that right, Coach Hennessy? You guys are just normal guys, right?
Sure we are.
Well, Coach, you guys are, we're one day away. I can't believe we're saying this. We're one day away from high school football. We're visiting with Dan Hennessy, the head coach of St. Thomas More. And, Coach, I guess whether you like it or not, I hope you're ready to go, right?
Yeah, we're ready to go. I mean, the kids probably had enough of beating up on themselves for the past, two weeks or so it's time to get going.
And Coach, you open up with at Fisher tomorrow night. Just a short drive for you guys. I know you guys go a lot of places in the Sangamon Valley Conference, but just talk about that game with the Bunnies, what challenges they bring to you guys tomorrow night.
Well, first of all, they're a well-coached team. You know, Matt Lang does a heck of a job over there at Fisher. They tend to try to run the ball quite a bit. Last year they passed on us pretty successful in certain times. They're a well-balanced team, and, you know, we beat them last year, and I know they're going to come out looking for us this year. So,
well, Dan, talk about your team a little bit. I know you lost your quarterback, Julian Boswell, was your starter for a long time there. What is the Sabres' identity this year? What's kind of your strengths?
Our strength is going to be probably our running and passing game. And we're bringing back Kevin Carroll at the wide out. And Paul Comet, you know, was hurt early last year and didn't play pretty much the rest of the year. So he's back and ready to go for his senior year. I know there's been a lot of speculation about our quarterbacks having the sophomore and a freshman there. But in my eyes, they're probably playing like they're seniors and juniors right now, these two quarterbacks that we have. So defensively, we're going to fly to the football. We're fast. Not overpowering big, but we're quick, and we're going to get to the ball.
Just like the head coach, quick and fast.
Yeah.
Right, Coach?
Yeah,
right.
Don't I wish.
So they still at high schools, they still call somebody to the office. I love that.
Yeah.
That's one of the best things ever. We're visiting with Dan Hennessy, the head football coach at St. Thomas More. And, Coach, not many coaches can say, yeah, I'm the only coach that's ever been here. But you are. That is the case at St. Thomas More. What has it been like since day one of that program when you went in and started this thing at St. Thomas More till now?
We've built what I hope to be a nice, good, strong program here. I've surrounded myself with good, you know, coaches that have helped this program grow. And the kids, it's all about the kids and what they do and what they bring to the school and the program right here. So, I mean, if you get all those ingredients together, everything's going to work well for you.
Yeah, Dan, you guys made the playoffs the last 4 years after missing the playoffs first 4 out of 5 years. Are you comfortable with that this program can stay there at a consistent level?
Yes, I'm, you know, real comfortable in that assessment. The kids work hard, you know, and they see that, you know, they... What they see is what, you know, to get into the playoffs, if not win the conference and move on from there every year, try and install that in their mindset when we get going.
And as a non-boundary school, as a private school, one of the really only ones in the area, right, besides Danville Schlarman, I know you guys got the multiplier going. I know they changed that rule a little bit. But how do you go about building a team and a culture when you don't have, you know, say, a junior high, like Muhammad has the junior high and things like that? How do you go about building that culture of a football program?
Basically, you know, you don't say you get what comes in the door, but you basically try and build with the student body that you have. We do have open houses here that, you know, the kids come through, they see our program, and hopefully, you know, word of mouth on the street and with our other strong Catholic schools in the area, St. Matt's, Holy Cross, St. Malachy's,
sure,
St. Thomas and Philo, they all, you know, provide help to us as we provide help to them.
Dan Hennessy, head football coach, St. Thomas More. We're wrapping up with him here on the Tay and Jay Show. Always appreciate all the coaches that come on and join us as we get ready for the high school football season that is remarkably one day away. And, Coach, the Sangamon Valley Conference, what are you looking for out of that this year?
Very tough, very competitive. I think this is probably a year that's going to be very balanced. I don't think there's one weak team in this conference. And it's going to be really, you know, it'll be a dogfight all the way through to see who can win the conference this year.
Hey, Coach, I got to ask this. I mean, private schools, there's always this thing that, oh, these schools recruit. Can you just comment on that as a non-boundary school? You know, it seems like Bloomington Central Catholic gets that kind of heat. And just you as the coach of that school, just kind of respond to people that kind of say that.
I really don't try and, you know, listen to what people say about recruiting and that. I know here we don't. So I'll defend that. You know, we get the kids, you know, that want to come to St. Thomas More, and, you know, the ones that maybe want to further their Catholic education, and or kids that want to try, you know, education in the private sector. That's how we build our school, and that's how we build our programs here.
Hey, Coach, last question I got for you. Dick Duvall is going to join us in a few minutes. That's kind of become a big rivalry in the Sangamon Valley. Just talk about how that's developed.
I'll just say this. It's a very well-receptive rivalry between the two schools. You know, they are a powerhouse. And Dick's built something over there that I wish, that I think every coach in Illinois or anywhere wishes they could build. He's a very successful coach, and he's great for the game, and he's great for the area. He's just a super human being when it comes to, you know, coaching and that.
Dan Hennessy, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and good luck this season with St. Thomas More.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Coach. That is Dan Hennessy. He's the head football coach for the Sabres there at St. Thomas More, and I know a lot is made of that. I've said it before.
The recruiting thing?
Yeah, I mean, when you're a private school, I know a lot of schools and a lot of people think there is the unfair advantage when it comes to that. And, of course, the IHSA deals with that by this multiplier. Now, that changed this year, Jeremy, and I'm putting you on the spot in a big-time way.
Yeah.
You say it didn't affect St. Thomas More, but how did it change a little bit, if you can wrap it up?
If you had a playoff win in the last 5 years, the multiplier affects you. So your enrollment is still multiplied by 1.65. So St. Thomas More, they play a lot of 2A, 3A schools.
Right.
And, you know, their enrollment's about that, but they get bumped up to a class to 4A. And that's why, you know, in the playoffs, it's hard for them. Once they get there, because they're playing a lot of 4A teams that are a lot bigger, you know, enrollments. They got a bigger pool of players to come from. But yeah, I mean, St. Thomas More has a pool of infinity players.
Absolutely.
That anybody can go there. And I know that a lot of schools, there's not a lot of private schools around here. When St. Thomas More came here, maybe some kids that wanted to play in a good football program, maybe they go to St. Thomas More. But that doesn't mean that Dan Hennessy's out there recruiting them. I don't know if he is or not. But, you know, Providence and some schools that I grew up around, Providence and Joliet Catholic, those schools didn't have to recruit.
Right.
Kids went there because they wanted to play football for great coaches, and they knew they'd be in a good football program. So I understand some people maybe in Champaign, Rantoul, you know, area schools where some kids are fleeing, some good athletes are going to St. Thomas More, but that I mean, that's their choice. That's kind of what the advantage is, and I think the IHSA does at least a good job of trying to make up for that with the multiplier.
Yeah, I remember I had just gotten out of TV when St. Thomas More was basically founded, created, and I remember early on, you know, you'd always look at the paper, you'd hear the scores on TV, and they got beat up a lot, you know, in football and in a lot of sports. That first year they went 1-8, but I just remember thinking to myself, just give it time, just give it some time, and they're going to be back. And what you say, it almost works opposite for like Tuscola. And what I say by that is this. Yes, Tuscola's enrollment is low enough to be in 1A, so it's a fair game. It's absolutely fair. But you've got Tuscola battling 2 and 3A teams all year, and then they go to the playoffs. It's the exact opposite. Right. They drop down to play 1A schools. But I'll defend Tuscola when I say this. You still have to get 5 or 6 wins. Mm-hmm. So if you're playing 2 and 3A schools, you still have to be successful to even make the playoffs. I mean, Tuscola could easily have joined the OCA and gone 2 and 6 or 7, one of their 9 games, right? I should know that. They could have gone 2 and 7 every year, and it never would have been an issue because they never would make the playoffs.
And you still have to develop that culture.
That's exactly right.
At a private school. I know plenty of private schools that have struggled with football.
That's exactly right.
You think of Sharman. They had some great runs there. But they, you know, it's hard to keep that up some places, and they haven't been able to keep on that success. So, I mean, even for them, it can go in cycles.
Yep. And a lot of times, it's like any school. You get to be known as, you know, a good baseball school. Danville-Sharman, great baseball school. Good running, cross-country, et cetera. Sometimes that's how that affects. So Dick Duvall is going to join us here in just a little bit, too. That's going to be fun. We got two great coaches, programs, and two rivals in the first half hour. You're ornery today.
Yeah, a little bit.
Getting those guys in the same half hour. How dare you? Hey, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.